third story and she's carrying. So I don't know if that's an ASA for everybody. Whoever has, you know, speak it out with the Rav, with the Rebbe, as to what to do. I just want to make a correction on the tape, which is another problem. We said that we're trying to make all the wires straight. We have not done that yet. We thought we were able to do it, but we're having a problem. But the Kohen Elyon should not be mishtavish the matter more than Gimel. I asked one of the reports in this morning, and he said it would not be matter, and maybe it would be the evidence. He called it Shashis of Shisharabim, and when you have a Shashis of Shisharabim, he holds it to a professor to be perfect, and other person will make it. We tried, for the most part, on the Karakula Saturday, the wires are straight because New York City is very, very easy to deal with. Nobody really cares what you do. Exactly. You go to the village of Lawrence, it's a very market there. They want invisible Arabin, they don't want the Arabin to be seen. They have to paint it up behind the color of the background or wherever they are. If it's a tree, we've got to paint it green. If it's a pole, we've got to paint it brown. If it's next door fence, we've got to paint it silver. So they're Mesunokimo. They're also Mesunokimo. And Mimela, we have had problems because they don't let us cut down trees, and in order to run our own wire, many times the trees on the way and all that. So I want to correct that part. When I made the tape, I thought we could do it, but in the Messias it's not so. There are places where the wires are still not straight. That's one correction. Another correction is that said that the wire is brought down to the lefty. That's not so. The lefty is brought up to the wire. That's good. I think I made a mistake on the good answer. So that's the other correction. Yeah.
You should know that about 10, 12 years ago, all the manuals of Paralapa, we feel for sure, and the entire building was completely covered. We find papers, within the church, that are called vertical searches.
Okay, if that's actually still valid, then and it's like all the apartment houses, then we don't have a problem. Yeah.
You said
that you have the intention of the man and the wife. I don't know. That's, these are all hashkafim, and that's not to me. To get involved with. And one of the things that some third rights is a reason to make a neighbor is because we have the hashkafa of asking children to carry the shot, which is not a good hashkafa. Because we may have to be started to make a neighbor so that the children are not carrying for you on Shabbos. But if you have the neighbor, should you tell a child to do something that you wouldn't do? I don't know, that's hashkafa, it's a child, I don't want to. Yeah.
Does the person have to determine every single Shabbos is gadol or not? Like,
I think a person has to determine in general what the Torah is and what the Torah is. Every time you want to carry, if you make two uses,
yeah.
I don't think you need a Kabbalah to use it.
To choose to use it.
If you choose to use an Eruv, then it's a decision that you make, like anything
else. Does that include like carrying a key? Once we're using it, you carry a key in your pocket.
Well, what else are you using it for?
For pushing a stroller.
Oh, you're only using it for pushing a stroller. Again, it's a very vague type of shayla, you know, we need to say it, it's not a Torah. I think, especially the Torah should think about the whole idea in general, what is the Torah for using the neighbors, and then stick to that idea. And I'll change every week when we get one. I think that's just where we cause confusion and the Mishpacha confusion is. Because, you know, they have a set way, this is how I run my life, so then you know that's how you run your life. Yeah.
You said that the wires in the far rockway are basically straight and large, some of them are not. So that affects the far rockway area?
It affects everything because it's all one area.
It's all one
area. Basically, it's one area. I just wanted to correct that point that there are places where we couldn't run our own straight wire because there were trees on the way and we're rocking ones to cut down the trees. The people at the house came out screaming and the police came, so it's not a. We are working, by the way, the committee, not personally, because I don't do these things, but. Some of the people, Dr. Levin Brown and the Shimshon Hefka, supposedly are working on to see if we can pay actually Milko. I don't know Milko anymore. Milko refuses, but maybe Michael won't refuse to take the wires and stretch them as much as they can to make them more or less straight and put them on top of the pole, which would render the Chazaka very good because the wires never break and they'll be straight and be. So they're working on that. The only thing, you know, they're doing is everything. And it's like supply and demand. If we demand better, so then we'll get better. So we are, we're constantly working on improving the area. It's a constant process. There's a lot of people involved. Now we have three checkers instead of two. And the whole entire area is checked every area. Shabbos, really good today. We didn't check them as pieces, but a rare roll for pieces. We didn't check now every single part of the Arab is checked. Every single Arab shop is a check it up. Deep body, your shemayim, and the fine things that are. But then again, it can happen. Every once in a while, we do get a report that the Arab is done on Shabbat. It has to happen. And there's something else that we have to take in freshman. But there is a possibility, even though we didn't do anything wrong because we were coming from the Chazaka. But that's one thing that Ramoshe writes in the future. It seems like he was very fearful that once we start constructing Eruv, then he would break, and then break on Shabbos. And maybe a lot of people in Mishnah, which he writes, in one or two, which he writes that to him, that overrides all the stories of the Eruv that so many people should be Mishnah. Even though it's a shoygit, or maybe even some tassit, whatever it is, but even so, he writes sometimes that overrides the whole need to make an Eruv. I told you on Thursday night, it's true about the Seagate. Eruv, there was one single Surah professor that Ramoshi himself made, and he writes that he went to check it many times, and he saw nobody played there, and there's no traffic, nothing could possibly happen to this Surah professor, and mainly it was not the Eruv on this night, that they often check it every week. So you see, you know, how afraid he was. As to the solid Chazaka of the Eruv, I can't tell you that the Chazaka of the Farakwa Eruv is the same as in Sigit when there was only one Surah Tafesha. We have 75 Surah Tafesha that we put on our own in Farakwa, even though about 80% of the Eruv is Mesquitus, still has 75 Surah Tafesha. I checked with other Eruvin, Moshe in Riverdale, they told me that there's less than 10 Surah Tafesha. There, the less construction that we have, the less problems there are with the Surah Tafesha. It's easier to check. And so, yeah.
The breaks on Shabbos, is our policy to notify or not to notify?
Well, we haven't determined policy, but I think we will notify. Hopefully, we're dealing with an argument from the employer that they'll realize they want to notify that they are down, they won't use it. The Shabbos is always, I find somebody who, even though they're notified, they'll use it anyhow. You always have, you know, borderline from people. I mean, I think generally,
typically
we have problems sometimes, and a lot of times because it was, you know, you probably, those that are older remember that the Eruv was a very political issue in the old days, and people didn't believe that the Eruv was down, that there was some kind of, politics or Shoyashi Kumbra or something of that sort, and Memela they didn't listen. So at that point, it's Mutashi Yishoyig again. Again, the Mutashi Yishoyig, you only can their abundance. The whole assumption is that the Eruv is that they're abundant, because if it's not, then we don't have an Eruv. So, but I think that we will announce.
I was at a shul once, and I saw people where they announced, you know, that it was down, and I guess people had children there. I just saw people in charge of control.
Yeah, well, I was one time in the bungalow town in the Eruv. We came back from a Shabbos, and the cyber phone told me to be pointed to a lady that was carrying a baby, and he said, wait to see when she goes in the house, and maybe even further to go inside the house, and once she's in, then you got caught. And they were not, yeah, so you shouldn't tell somebody carrying a baby with themselves already. Yeah. Again, usually, you can ask me more, if it's very windy, really, really windy, so it can happen that a branch would fall onto our Eruv wire. Now, we're very marking it for us in other places, they're not. That if the wire is taken out of the setup of the lechoyayim, or yesu lechoyayim, or yesu lechoyayim, are 3 inches wide. So we try that wire should be within those 3 inches. It shouldn't go out. The reason for it is because the nish hope it goes out, it's possible. The yanko hope it goes out, it's possible. Now, let's say the leg itself is 3 inches wide. And then the next leg is also 3 inches wide. So we've got 3-inch path that the wire can go through. From the Chazunish. If it goes out, that's not a true successor. Again, partial true successor in the Gemara, it just says, economy can, economy can, economy can, economy can. A lot of us running home that the setup is to be the way a carpenter would make a door. The Mela, that's why most of us running home the Chazunish, and most Rishonim write that the Kona has to be straight, and the Koyan has to be straight, because if you have a Koyan like this, it's kind of difficult, right? Henry, to hang a door on such a thing. Because I don't know exactly how you would open the door, and that's partial the reason why. Pashut in the Gemara, if you don't go into any discussion, that's how you would learn. That's the Rusa Pesha. It should be straight, and that's what the Chazunish screams, Chai Vekayim, that's the Pashut, and everything else is a Chidush. So why would it storm on all the Chidushim? So mostly because the Jews, right, the Shah, the Shah, Gogol, Mokum Sheesh Kibul Shabbos. That's usually the motion. So there was time with some of the Yang like this. Why didn't they make the Choyang straight? For the same reason that we can't make it straight here. We can't just put up the Choyang in the middle of the street. We have to attach it to poles. If you look at a pole, come on, when you walk, take a look at the electric poles. You cannot won't find them that straight. So we started on those coolers too. Again, those are more coolers. You know, Farakwa is better than most places because we are trying to make the left of Yain as straight as possible. And we started that the Chazunish, really in one place, the Chazunish says that the left of Yalakhan is perfectly Mutzah because it's a Mechit of Alakhan, the North is a Mechit of Alakhan is fine. In another place, he says if the left is curved like this, then that's fine. Then he says, what's the reason for the stool? Because the wire that's on top of the left is not on top of the bottom part of the lefty, and that's what you need to make a door. In other words, if you're going to hang the mashkot, the door post, the trap post here, and you're going to hang the door under the post, it won't be here. So that's not a good door. So he said, well, then help us all. If you have it like this, that's why you have the same problem. So he says, this is the lotion. The lotion that he uses is gam lo zeh, you don't know what his name is. And this is kosher, we also don't have a perfectly good case. I always assumed that even though we don't have the perfectly good aides, but the Chazunish somehow would be master that, whereas he wouldn't be master it. And that's what we do in Torah. Rabbi Kanevsky writes that the Chazunish meant to pass with Bokhtan. So the Chazunish meant to pass with Bokhtan, and then we've got a problem. There is no possibility to make. Not in this country. In Israel, the master, in Yerushalayim, the new immigrants, they're all very master. The level, they actually level the pipes. The way they put the cone on top is very interesting. They have a hollow pipe that's 3 inches wide. The wire goes into the pipe, a 25-pound weight on it. So the wire stretches, the weight pulls it forth, so the wire is perfectly straight. So in no way are we anywhere near Yerushalayim. That's part of our field. The school of Shikamber is to get through this. But we're in Golos, and it's not free. You know, you can't do whatever you want. In the Bungalow family, you can do whatever you want. But in the city, it's really, really very long. And that's basically a very, the kids are here for day room. And it's a lot more. All these things are very, very complicated. And we, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's one of the hardest steps in the shop. And it's not even that long. Because the Sef Tehran is three parts. This part is only two drawings. Then there's the Sef Tehran, and then there's Kumin. So, but it's a really, really a hard partial, not partial, yeah. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Choyayim has to be level, going up and down, and the wire has to be straight.
What's the problem with that level?
Well, because we can't, a lot of our Choyayim are belocked in a little bit, not a lot, so, but a little bit, some of them more than others. You saw how we tried to keep it away from the pole. So in most places we were able to do that, there are places that we can't. The crap was pretty good. It's Nishka Paris.
How many degrees?
From how many degrees? He doesn't say how many degrees. He doesn't say how many degrees. The Chazunisha is the time of the earth, which sounds like it would have to be perfectly straight. But the top wire should be on the, over the bottom of the left. And in order to have that, you've got to have a perfectly straight left here. The tallest of the Chazunisha, as you saw, Chazunisha had a small area in his yard. And whoever came, he would come over. It's a good straight. Pretty straight, so he was always very marked. And even though he was the Mekel and the Rosh Hashanah, but and everything else in the area, from the construction of the area, was very marked. So the point that he said he never wanted to go on the Yerushalayim special. And the area that he had checked, he never found one yet. Well, everything that we do is Pasadrop. Do we have it? Yeah, we consult and we get oil and we still need a Roy. A lot of people say, how about 3 weeks in a row? How about 3 Sundays in a row? But they, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I asked and they said we need a Roy, and which we do have now. On either side of the bypass, we have a Roy. Overall, no, we don't have a Roy. Overall, Roy Friday, Rasmim is busy 6 and 8. But if you take even half, then you do have a Roy. So, yeah.
How is the bypass? Is the 8th and
the 8th and the Farakwe area? The 8th is technically known as the Farakwe area. Well. Again, not every context agrees that that helps. Yeah, according to the way I heard from a Pearl, or heard from a dog expansion, unless you didn't agree that that's of any help at all. Central Avenue going into 8th and the 8th makes 878 also, the Central Avenue also Rosh Hashanah, if the 878, if the 878 is Rosh Hashanah. But it helps according to a lot of folks. Everything helps. We try, you know, we're trying. But for the Chazok, it certainly helps. Because, for example, Erev Yom Kippur was done where, Rosamund? On Meadow Lane. Meadow Lane, and for Rockaway was fine. 2 weeks ago, there was done on the Plainview. The Farakwe was down, and Lawrence was up. I mean, on Erev Shabbos. I'm not talking about Shabbos. We fixed it before Shabbos. So, as far as that, it was a big accomplishment to do that, which is what the announcement said, that there was a certain accomplishment recently, and that was the accomplishment. And we are continuing to do that. Again, we're doing Chicago View next. We get permission from the village of Lawrence and so on. Okay, again, about the storm, you have to. You know, if it's a very big storm, a regular storm doesn't affect you, but a very windy storm, where a lot of branches, what we are going to try to do is that if that's the case, we will announce it. And we will announce before Shabbos that they expect such a big storm and you actually have position.
If you didn't hear,
you should try. If you think such a big phone, try and hear. Try and come to shul, come to yeshiva Friday night, you hear whatever nonsense they make.
First, I have to call, just like I have to play in the right area stuff.
Yeah, you should call out his number. The thing is 471-9200. They'll tell you whether they're able to stop or not. And you should just call out, even though you might get lax about this, because it's been 3 years that it hasn't been down on Erev Shabbos. You might think, well, it's always up. But it's good to call out. And the other reason it's good to call out is to be aware of the fact that you need a neighbor to carry. When you see that, Moshe is very afraid of that. Moshe writes in the Tshuva that all this drop the Torah for the women and the Torah for this and the Torah for that, so if he doesn't believe that outweighs the Torah that the Torah of Tosh will be in his character from Avishol. Very mocking. And he says that, you know, maybe hanging up a sign, there is up, there is down, he doesn't believe that that will help much. And we know, somebody told me that he went away with his family. Did you know what? He went away and he told the kids they can't carry? I don't remember who, somebody told me that they went away and they told the kids they can't carry, and they looked at him like, what? Carry? What is that? What's that all about? Never heard of such a thing. And the people, and my father's going to tell me when my grandfather got married, he told him that his wife came from a place where there was a neighbor. In my father's town in Mishko, he said the city is too big, so they took down the Avon. 120,000 people. They said they took down the Avon, they said it's not to die, it's too many Shabbos. But when she came, the first Shabbos, she took the city to shul. She never realized, right? The women in Europe, I think even in Israel, carry. She had no idea. She had no idea that even such a thing existed. And her mother is very worried about that. Because it means the Yamsha Shloima, that's a big issue, that any part of her is being Shabbos in Israel. But I did suggest that she should take down the Arab at least once a year. Right? So it shouldn't be in Shkafi of them in Israel. So that's also something that you have to learn.
When checking the Arab Shabbos, when do you assume it fell down? And you see it's down, do we assume it fell down on Shabbos? You know,
well, no, we assume hopefully that it didn't fall down on Shabbos. Now, there are reasons why you can make that assumption. Most problems with the Arab, Rafi, correct me if I'm wrong, most problems with the Arab is repair work. Again, we don't have our own poles in most places. And I, from experience, I know that wherever we put out our own wire, and it's not anywhere near an electric cable vision phone wire, there's those kinds of wires, something like 20 wires on a pole. It's nowhere near any of those, then that wire can stay on for years without phone calls. If anywhere near one of their wires, that's where we have problems. Hopefully, they do less work on Shabbos, although they do work on Shabbos. That's less. I think they work on Shabbos only if it's more like an emergency type of thing. So therefore, we're assuming that a lot of the things that happen don't happen on Shabbos.
What is
another
problem?
That's not the purpose of Yeshiva. Any other particular questions about the Yes, only the Kabbalish, the holiday. The fact that the rabbi will not be able to do it. Midirayah, only Midirabbanan. That's what the Chacham told. That's what Mishmaya told us in our question. That the Rabbi wondered about the Gemini. But if the Rabbi was not about the Gemini, that's what we do. We have one place in the Shashani that is the same body. So we might not help. But that's only one side, but certainly three Mishiki in the right to the end. So the Philip of the Nisha, I don't think there's any Shah which is correct. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.